DJ V Live. DJ V to you live.
I don't wanna hear about no drama. The check ain't right if it ain't no commas. No, she been saying that she faithful.
DJ Avicii Live.
Hey y'all, what's going on? It's your boy DJ Avicii, Fly Life Radio, back with another wonderful Sunday. Man, trying to get the vibes going right this morning, man. Had a small little technical difficult, but you know, you know how we get down. Get right back on into the vibe. So with that being said, we got a dope ass interview for you today. We got Mr. Man, the legendary Mr. Man from Cali himself, sliding through today. We'll be talking about some of his latest music, what he got going on today, and we also going to be playing a few nostalgic tracks as well to get the good brain juices going. All right, so with that being said, oh, we got some actually some more wonderful news, but we'll get into that a little later on into the show. But for now, let's go ahead and start breaking some of these records. So the first good vibe we got going on this morning is going to be G Herbo, Friends and Foes, produced by Zaytoven. Shout out Big Bro Zay. We'll be right back. DJ Vici, Fly Life Radio.
Where would I be without rap? Nobody really knows. Me and Greg was sharing clothes, but we weren't really bros. We was trying to impress them hoes, kept us on our toes. I had 25 in high school, like I'm Derrick Rose. I had a Glock when I met Pistol Pete, that's on my soul. Had always cock banged to the left, cause I grew up with the moles. And I was thugging hard with shouting like I'm one of the foes. I had some shootouts with my bro now, I had to give it and go. Shit got hot, we start swapping most of them. Still got one of the old ones though. Might hang that bitch in the frame for sure. That's the one that my big bro used to throw. We ain't learn how to blow in the range, no. Pop out flame out the Wrangler though. Might coulda blew up my brains though. Niggas must ain't got no aim no more. Niggas left me in the rain some more. I found some gold in the rainbow though. They say I got money and changed the mold. Please don't forget I'm still dangerous though. Still a walk up on a stranger though. Gangsta shit running my veins for sure. I wanna change him though. Know how to channel my anger though. Oh, we ain't gon' save him though. Where's it that we gon' name him though? Oh, yeah, I'm famous though. None of my killers won't pay me though. Oh, we don't supposed to be banging, no. Me and my niggas, we hanging though. Oh, I don't wanna be slanging though. Fist don't never stop ringing though. I don't panic. We'll be panoramic. I was selling dope with my granny. Say this, yeah, I need a Grammy. Need another big ass mansion. Big yard, big ass hammock. Wrist all wet, Atlantic. Bitch, big bucks, no women. My bitch need to tell you she bad as fuck. Got lips like Angela. You know a young nigga then ran it up. Damn, I could buy her a Phantom, huh? Where'd it come from? That was random, huh? That for respect, I demanded. I was dead broke, now rich, can't stand it. Tell me why niggas hate Randy. She heard what fuck, niggas can't stand me, huh? Worth a couple mil, I'm branded. Special nigga, cause I'm left-handed, huh? Niggas name shit, I had it. I ran through that sound like I must've forgot it. I help niggas out when I ship out a paddock. They think this a lie, but they don't want no static. You savage, it should be no rumor, you ratted. I bought my first pipe, cause I said I could have it. And G-Face, oh, house me and Fair in the attic. Your face always said you just sit in the magic. They pull on they block just to shoot what we average. Ladders and horses and carriages. You know we clapping shit, I'm too embarrassed of, ay. We ain't gon' hop out no caravan, ay. Phone on my five, yo cameraman, ay. Real street niggas I represent. Long live Bobo and Hella Benz. Ain't nothing but trappers and bappers in here. Who the fuck let all these rappers in? We ain't with none of that chit chat. You ain't never hear no click clack. Shouting them ready to kidnap some. Send his arm home in a gift wrap for him. Push niggas shit back some. Homie them might want some get back for him. We finna slide tonight. Heard his homie them try having kickback for him. Broke you to drive. I got my window rolled down in the rear back some. Just having fun. That's the type of shit I did. I was young. I shed a tip for my young. Nigga, I killed for my son. And before I met him, I was numb. Let a nigga feel my drum. A lot of niggas think I'm dumb. I'ma just let them think what they want. They probably think I'm a punk. Niggas probably really think I ain't gon' dunk. I'm hype, let them front. Leave nigga ass off, name is slump.
After I feed a nigga hollow tips, I need a blunt. Sick as half smoking all this gelato shit, I need to run. Finna get another 150 try real quick, I need a fund. 40,000 go out in first of the month.
Just for living. Always been that nigga, so you never confront. Just consistent.
Poured up on some flex and shit like, yeah, bitch, we did it. Out of these digits.
No, not that. That's just a little million.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was G Herbo, Friends or Foe, produced by Big Bro Zaytoven. Shout out Zaytoven. A lot of y'all don't know, recently we just came a part of the DJ Coalition with Zaytoven and Zaytown. So you already know what it is. Slide on us, holler at us. We can most definitely work something out with all the independent artists out there. Now, with that being said, we got the awesome, legendary Mr. Man on the line with us. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and give him a wonderful round of applause. Mr. Man, how you feeling today, man?
What's good, my G? Thank you for having me. I appreciate everybody for tuning in. You know what I mean? It's a beautiful day out here. How you doing today, sir?
Man, we're doing great. Thanks for stopping by. Thanks for stopping by. We do understand you're a busy man with a busy schedule, so just to be able to have these 10 minutes with you, we do appreciate that from the bottom of my heart. And also going forward,
man,
if there's anything we could do, oh, you already know it. If there's anything we can do for you, break a record, help you promote, whatever the case is, you just let us know here at Fly Life Radio, and we got you, all right?
Oh, man, appreciate that. I'm definitely going to be showing love to the page and to the brand. Push that push, you know what I'm saying? I'm definitely pro black business. You feel me?
my man, we do appreciate that. So, with you talking about pro black business and everything, I feel like you take just a little bit, you know, behind Nipsey, rest in peace to the legend. Just, you know, with the idea of it all, a lot of artists, you know, they speak of pro-black business, but a lot of artists don't really help push, you know, major and indie, you know, and if they do, it's from a selfish standpoint.
Yeah.
So, you know, how do you feel in regards to that, you know, people not really being 100% authentic when it comes to that category?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, long live the late great neighborhood Nip Hustle, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And with that being said, I think a lot of people got the idea of owning yourself and not, you know what I'm saying, not latching on to a record label that's just going to spin you around Hollywood, and then you end up, you know, out the deal with pocket change because you done, you know, the label done push so much money on you, or, you know what I'm saying, you paying for your homies to take the go on tour with you and shit like that. All that shit comes out of the label's pockets. And I think a lot of people finally woke up when Nipsey Hussle, you know, laid that blueprint down of, you know what I'm saying, just fuck the middleman and owning yourself and owning your masters and shit like that. Because we as what everybody will say, the culture, you know what I'm saying, we understand it. We understand this form of art better than these motherfuckers that's just sitting at these tables and pushing buttons. So obviously we got to own more and think and be smarter about the business side of things too and have fun with the shit.
You already know it. Cause like they always say, you know, 80% business, 20% talent. I feel like that's a little cliche. I feel like it's like 50-50, a little bit of both. And that's something that you have to study the game. And, you know, just being humble, you know, kind of comes with the game as well. So
exactly.
I most definitely understand that one because a lot of the guys at the record labels who are in those suits and ties don't know. You know, they've never been on the streets.
Yeah.
They've never done a concert or sold a record. You know what I mean? So you got to find some type of different perspective to be able to come at the table and get everything situated the right way.
Or at least go, you know what I'm saying, go spend time with that. Go spend a week in that artist, you know what I'm saying, actually walk in his shoes for a week. Go stay with him in his neighborhood, you know what I'm saying, actually get a real perspective on not just him, but the culture that artist may be surrounded by that, you know, molded him into that artist to really get a real understanding, you know. And a lot of these labels, these motherfucking these suits, they ain't, excuse my language, if we ain't, you know what I'm saying, I'm not supposed to cuss, but those major suit motherfuckers, they ain't gonna understand that.
That's true, they won't. 100% won't. So, and speaking in regards to record labels, and, you know, a lot of people who don't understand, let us know for the fans, you know, that don't have quite a clear view of what's been going on you release this that you, you know, had going on. So what do you have going on, or what have you had going on since, you know, the last release?
Well, right now, you know what I'm saying, my last release was The Adventures of Chuck Bleasy. That's a mixtape series that I stumbled across, you know, just being in a lot of transitions and, you know what I'm saying, just the shit that you learn as far as being an artist and trying to adjust real life with being an artist, and you know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
that's my mixtape series. I got The Adventures of Chuck Bleasy, the second part of the series on the way. I'm actually working on it right now. I got I'm self-made, you know what I'm saying? I'm not signed to nobody. I actually got my brand Overcomers, and it's, you know, it's a record label that I'm formulating right now. It's still under construction, but we getting there slowly but surely. And yeah, just
okay.
You know,
okay.
new ways, new plans. We in quarantine right now, so you know, I'm also on my free time. I'm also, you know, jumping on the PlayStation from time to time. So if anybody on Call of Duty, holla at me.
I might have to grab that gamer tag afterwards. You know, I'm on a little Xbox One X, but we most definitely get down here on that, right?
tap in.
Most definitely. So with The Adventures of Chuck Bleasy, right, I understand with every mixtape comes a different level of success. It comes a different mentality, a different perspective for, you know, creation. Since making that series, you know, what do you feel like has been your own personal levels of success that has kind of helped you risen, you know, to a higher level? You know, that way you can say that you're not the same person you were last year, the year before.
Oh, man. Well, I just caught, you know, around 2017, I ended up moving out of California. I'm from born and raised in California. But I ended up finding myself in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I was, you know what I'm saying, around them times, I was pretty down bad, you know what I'm saying? But the belief and the hope was still there. I never gave up. Shout out to my boy, Zense Blaze. That's one of my definite best friends. You know what I'm saying? He definitely seen the vision at the lowest point.
Yeah,
somehow, through the grace of God, I found myself back home in California, and I'm in a clear space. I got the studio and the crib, you know what I'm saying? And we doing well as well. We, you know, it just gets better every day. You just got to thank God every day. You know what I'm saying? You don't got to be super rich to appreciate life, or to, you know what I'm saying, wake up and be happy. You don't got to, you know what I'm saying, rich don't make you happy. You know, having that mind state of the you know what I'm saying, having progress where you came from. Like, I came from nothing, you know what I'm saying? So to have what I have right now and to be able to still, you know, use my voice and
yeah,
have the opportunity to have shit like that in the crib is definitely a blessing. And yeah, it's been a roller coaster, man. That's why I brought out The Adventures of Chuck Bleasy, because I want to take everybody on this journey so it's not that gap. You know what I'm saying? When the time comes where shit is really cracking.
You already know it. Man, that's crazy. It sounds like one hellified trials to tribulation story, and I most definitely know for a fact, going forward in your career, I know you're going to take those stories and put them to crazy use. You've probably already been doing so, and I'm pretty sure the music is not only just fire, but it's something that a lot of people can connect to in a lot of ways. And speaking about that, The Thoughts of It All, we're going to play a wonderful nostalgic track. We got two tracks we're going to play. This first one, I personally feel like you kind of hit a different pinnacle of lyricism. I feel like pulled this track. Most definitely. I personally pulled this track because, like I said, we've been watching you here for years, and this is just something like it's just that milestone. Like, yeah, he's gonna be that dude one day. Like, just sit back, let him grind, let him find his own lane, and when he do, it's over with. So this
right,
right here is Thoughts, KID featuring Mr. Man. One hell of a fine nostalgic track. So we're gonna
that's
go ahead and run into
one of
that
my favorites.
Quick. I knew it. We're gonna run into that real quick, and then we're gonna be right back, ask a few more questions, and get into the one more track, and we're gonna go ahead and close it up and let you get back to your busy day. That sounds good.
Hey man, let's do it.
My man, let's do it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this right here.
Mm-hmm. Yep. This is it. I'm just grinding, I'm working. Me and my nigga KID, we doing this shit. I mean, we just need everybody's support. Swag. But right now, shit, I'm stuck. Every day I wake up, I'm feeling like fuck. Trying to better this life of mine, no matter how hard I try. Trying is not enough, so I'ma just do it. No check sign. In between love and hate, there's a thin line. To them, I'm that tall nigga with them braids. Don't forget the tattoos. Top right side of my back. Tell these bitches cash rules. Everything around me, so high I won't come down. See, free my nigga Compost. Keep your head up. You finna be home soon, my nigga. This one's for you. Always smoke till my eyes closed. Nobody ever knew. It's true. In this life of mine, I got nothing to lose. I lost enough and let that struggle motivate me when life got rough. So I say, fuck fake niggas, messy broads, and my dad. Shout out to you.
Real shit.
Cause you did everything you wasn't supposed to do.
Yeah, still some thoughts.
First day of 12th grade, walked into class. I was 30 minutes late. Teacher trying to chew me out, saying I never graduate. Fuck it, I don't care. The only reason why they care, cause they get paid every time you there. So I never went, and when I did, I'd be ditching, rolling dice, spitting, chilling with my niggas, getting high and fucking bitches. Mr. Man with no missus, just a mistress.
That's it, and that's all, my nigga.
You
know? And fully laced be the gang if you didn't know.
Just some thoughts.
Mr. Man and KID. You can follow me on Twitter if you want, at Mr. Man to the Top.
Just some thoughts.
My BBM, 327.
Hey.
B8095. Yup. You know what I'm saying? That's it and that's all. I'm gonna let my nigga KID take this shit before we get up out of here.
K dot, I dot, D dot, E dot, we so, chemo, sick name. Big screen, small fry. Those guys, not high. We are, I play, keyboard, flows are, retard, stupidly, steadily, getting more incredibly committed to this music thing for life, dog. Wedding ring. So ahead in this race, I could sleep 100 days, and you lame still couldn't get ahead of me. Because I'm also on top of my mojo, and I guess you're not. Well, that probably sucks, but guess what? I don't give a fuck, cause I rock. And I have been, ever since before a nigga could talk, I've been rapping. And ever since before a nigga could walk, I've been swagging. And ever since before I was ever freaking born, I've been ready to make things happen. It just so happens that I turned out to be not your average KID. And the D stands for dopest, and the K stands for Kyle. The I is for I bet I make your girlfriend smile and do some other things. Wink, wetter than a sink. Blink, your girl will be gone. Because I got that fire and I keep the oven on. And yes, I work quickly, it won't take long. Looking for your girl, you can get her on my phone. 1-800, yeah, I bet I stole your bitch.
Press 1 for Mr. Man and press 2 for the kid. Press 3 for Mitch. And if you don't get through, well, your girl got trained and we left her in our room.
Ooh.
I'm just thinking. Yeah, but not
thinking
about you, cause I'd rather spend my money on some shoes.
Follow me on Twitter, TheKidCash. Smokers. Yeah, dog.
Swag.
F my dog.
Oh, man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, it's your boy DJ Avicii, Fly Life Radio. We got the legendary Mr. Man, and that right there was one timeless drip of a nostalgic-ass classic track right there. Thoughts, KID featuring Mr. Man. Like I was telling him before we got into the track, I personally felt like that was one of his pinnacles where he put a lot of his pain into it. And it wasn't, again, it wasn't one of those tracks that was just fire. It was also something to resonate to because everybody's been in that position. And it always takes that one brave voice to step out to be like, you know, this is what I'm going through. And I'm pretty sure I'm not the only person. So, man, like I said, timeless fucking drip. So
yeah, that's a classic right there. Took me back.
Oh, man. So tell us, you know, when you made that track there, what were you going through? Because you can, you know, if you really, really listen to it, you can tell that you were going through a lot of pain at the time.
Oh, man. I was, what, 18? 18, you know what I'm saying? I'm just seeing a lot of reality, you know, set in. You know, when you're in school, your teachers be like, oh, you don't know about, you know, reality yet. You think you got it easy, you know what I'm saying? Or you think life is easy, and then you really get out in that real world. Life starts sitting in, and when you're striving to be something, and real life just keep, you know, something in life that just keep holding you back or pushing you back. It can be something that you could be going through, you know what I'm saying, as far as your household or, you know what I'm saying, just anything that tries to distract you, you know what I'm saying, or just, you know, going out and
it's
getting influenced by other shit.
Oh, yeah. And it's crazy. Life will push you in a way. It's either going to better you or it's going to break you down. And I feel like a lot of that comes kind of from childhood. You know, kind of what you want to be and just what type of kid you was. So, you know, in regards to saying that, tell us, you know, what in your childhood kind of made you feel like music, entertainment, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life, and this is what I'm going to stick to. This is my Guns N' Roses right here.
Well, just me as an individual, I always just felt very, like, you know what I'm saying? I was just very... not standoffish, just real observant, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I was the type to get into a room and test the waters, and if I felt like I could take the room over, then I'm taking it over, you know what I'm saying? I was like a class clown, you know what I'm saying, growing up and stuff. Always got in trouble with the teachers. in and out of detention, you know what I'm saying? Just being a teenager, and I was always just, like I said, really humorous, and I had some sense of, like, you know what I'm saying, I have a lot of people, like, gravitate towards me and what I'm doing. I didn't necessarily have to follow a pack of people and what they had going on. Like, I always have my own shit going on, and people mess with that. So I was, I guess I just, you know, always wanted the attention of taking over the energy, you know what I'm saying, just letting the room
right
have
there.
My energy.
Exactly. Let them feel what real energy is. None of that artificial shit, you know. None of that made behind closed doors, suits and ties. That real grimy, this is who I am. This I made myself, you know what I mean?
And I've always felt like real rebellious as well. Like I got two older brothers and a younger sister, and just as a kid, I've always been, like, the black sheep out of all my siblings. Like, I was, you know what I'm saying? I was the one that actually did the deed of, like, oh, y'all won't do this? All right, I'm about to go do it then. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I was driven off of experience, and I'm still driven off of experience to this day. So you learn something new every day, whether it's a lesson or, you know, a bad lesson or a good lesson. You feel me? You just got to live. We only live once. You're only a teenager once. You're only an adult once. This is an experience. Life is an experience. Cherish life. Go enjoy it. Don't do nothing stupid.
Yes. Cherish life to the fullest. Now, don't go out there doing parkour off no 200 or 300 foot Don't be doing all that.
Yeah, we can't
go do that. We just tell you, get yourself in trouble. Live life, experience life for yourself.
Yeah, nah, just don't be afraid to take risks, you know what I'm saying? And that's where my brand stems off of, you know what I'm saying, overcomers. It's overcoming anything, like whether it's a fear, it's a, you know what I'm saying, it's a test to get a degree or, you know what I'm saying, just really reaching your true goals and what you really are supposed to be out here, you know what I'm saying, just working hard, overcoming everything. That's what I stand for.
All right, so check. We got two more questions for you, and then we're going to get into a real quick song, and we're going to end it off with a nice little special game we like to play with every guest that has came on the show, all right?
For sure. Let's get it. Thank you for having me once again.
Always, always. Anytime. Thanks for coming on. So with your brand Overcomers, how did that initially start out? You know, was that an inspiration idea that you got, you know, from – watching Nip, or was that something that you just kind of had on the brain, on the back of the stove for a long time? Like, you know, when I get my ducks in a row, this is what I'm going to also want to incorporate into what I have going on.
That originally stemmed off of a song that I made, like, around the same time that I made Thoughts, actually. It's a crazy thing that you played that. I made a song called Overcomers That Overcame. And, you know, I was just speaking into existence of, you know, what I wanted to happen and where I see my life. And it never dropped or anything, but this was, like, around that same time, 2011, 2012, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Just a youngin' just really inspired to really go do it. So Overcomers That Overcame just kind of stuck with me. That title just stuck with me, and just everything I was going through in life, I got through it, you know what I'm saying? I never folded, you know what I'm saying? And seeing, you know, Nipsey also on top of what he was doing as far as the marathon and never giving up, that was the inspiration for sure behind it. And I'm not really inspired by a lot of artists, you know what I'm saying? But Nipsey also was definitely a message I was following, and I'm still following to this day. And I advise all my youngins to do the same, because, you know, it's about owning yourself. So Overcomers, be on the lookout.
So, all right, one more question about the Overcomers brand. Are you also working with, like, T-shirt makers and things like that within the community to you know, distribute them and get them out and get them made? Or, you know, are you going and finding, like, different communities around different states and, you know, just kind of going with that wave as well?
Man, it's that's a good question. I'm more inspired by just I built this brand off of, you know what I'm saying, just wanting to become something. So with that, I want to be able to bring opportunity to, like, young kids, you know what I'm saying, young high school kids, youngins that want to be graphic designers and stuff like that, really give them the opportunity to take that foot forward and, you know, make some, you know, actually make some cheese and understand that this is real if you work hard for it. So I'm more inspired by the young, giving the young kids the opportunity to, you know, see the vision. Not everybody has a best friend that goes 6-7 times platinum. Like, that was one of my biggest inspirations that really cleared the vision for me, was, like, I was literally just eating pizza with the homie in the living room floor with a portable studio recording Thoughts. You know what I'm saying?
And look at y'all now.
You see your boy on the world stage, and you're like, all right, nigga, I think it's about that time. So, you know what I'm saying? I've always just been driven off of, I want to be that big homie that gives the young and inspired the opportunity to overcome, take care of their family. You know what I'm saying?
Man, that's what I'm talking about. That's a great response. I love that response right there.
So all my
man,
young
this
graphic
is
designers out there, if y'all really driven and inspired, tap in. You know what I'm saying? Send some art through. Let's get it.
Let's get it. I love this dude right here. Humble, legendary Mr. Men. You can't make him no realer. You can't make him no realer. So, and saying that, let's go ahead and get to this last track. Get back to this game and let my man go on about his busy day. So, ladies and gentlemen, this right here is Mr. Men doing it for real. DJ Vici, Mr. Men, Fly Life Radio. We'll be right back.
I usually don't do this, but I guess we're gonna do this. Chuck Lee. Overcomers, nigga. We're gonna kick it something like this. Yeah. Talking about overcoming. City on my back, rolling back by myself, thugging. Straight out the valley, most don't make it out my city. Lot of waste of talent. Rose above, I'm just praying that I keep my balance. Got no love for you, should've took it when you had it. Baby girl, time's flying, I'm the pilot on the rise. Mom, see a sunshine, future's getting brighter. Overcomer season, take a look outside. I'm on the outside looking in, but we came together. Get deeper than you think. Anyways, love what I do when I do it well. Out in Las Vegas with Sensei, the views over half a mil. And it's like that, she texts, I don't write back. Unless you my homegirl, stoned to be in my own world. California, on the west side, overcomers reside. We want it all, the hate was just fuel for drive. Money, nigga, can a damn thing change me? All this women, but can a damn thing change me? I've been getting it lately, I've been doing it well. Been doing it well. Said all this money, but can a damn thing change me? All these women, but can a damn thing change me? I've been getting it lately, I've been doing it well. Been doing it well. Look. Let's be honest, I smoke none but the bombers. Besides the weed, make the profits. Blue faces stuffed in my pockets. Remember nights whipping ramen in the streets with my partners. Making moves that can sovereigns. Nothing to lose, we ain't hiding. Something bigger than life. All I see is the lights. Watch as I lead out of sight. Out of mind when I write. That's for my young overcomers with siblings and single mother. Living check after check. And the couch is your bed. One day is shit really worth it. Watch you lead by example. Establish, let's get dismantled. We going and gone. I don't answer my phone. Been in airplane mode. Told me I did a wrong, bro, cause I left you alone. Straight up, I ain't got no time to wait up. A case up, the Hennessy pull up, they pay us. My OG said these hoes contagious. Was taught to never trust a bitch, my early age. What's up? Money, but can a damn change me? All these women, but can a damn change me? I've been getting it lately, I've been doing it well. Been doing it well. I've been doing all this money, but can a damn change me? All these women, but can a damn change me? I've been getting it lately, I've been doing it well. Been doing it well. Watch the fuck with overcomers, nigga. You see it?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy DJ Vici, Fly Life Radio. We still got Mr. Man with us. If you're just tuning in, that was Doing It For Real, man, by Mr. Man. That one right there is a classic. I love the sample on that. That's just a crazy dope track, like for real. And it also touched bases again, you know, speaking, excuse me, a little earlier. In regards to, you know, him moving out to Las Vegas and everything. So that's another reason why I played that track as well, you know, because, it's just something that it's a part of his life. And, it's just something that resonates with a lot of people on a lot of levels. So with that being said, man, it's been one hell of a five interview. I've learned a lot of things, got a lot of great stories. And now, I hate to say it, but it's about time to say goodbye. So, before we do so, let's go ahead and get into this game and we get into that we play with every person that comes on the show, Smash or Pass. We normally got two baddies from the superstar world. So, whenever you're ready, you let me know, all right?
All right, let's get it. Tap in. What's good?
All right, so smash or pass, we got Jessica Alba and we got Mila Kunis. We got Fantastic Four and that's So 70.
Damn. Jessica Alba's always been a teenage favorite, so I would have to go with Jessica Alba. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
She played in Honey. When I seen her in Honey, I was like, okay, let's get it.
You're right. She got the moves and
Jessica
the flexibility.
Alba.
You're right. Hey, I got a new Fantastic Four coming out. All right, if you guys are hearing this, me and Mr. Man would love to audition for that. I'm pretty sure we would get the roles, and you would probably have to kick the last crew out. You won't even need them. You just need us. We got it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I went to acting school. I graduated from acting school, so we good. A1 Denzel.
Let's get it there. All right, well, look, again, Mr. Man, I just want to take the time out to say thank you so much for coming on the show. We do appreciate it from the bottom of our hearts here at Fly Life Radio. Again, we understand you're a busy man with a busy schedule, so just to take the time out, we do humbly appreciate it. If there's, again, anything that we can do for you going forward, just please let us know. Give us a call, shoot us an email, whatever the case is. We always got your back, and you will always be family here at Fly Life Radio. So one more time before you get out of here, let people know what's going on, you know, all the good stuff, and then, you know, let them know one more time where they can find you at.
All right. Well, it's your boy, Mr. Man. You can find me on Twitter at Mr. Man to the Top. The Adventures of Chuck Bleasy 2. It's on the way. Overcomers. I want to give a shout out to Fly Hype Radio. You
appreciate
know what I'm saying? It's all love, man. Like I said, anytime, anywhere, any place, overcome, make progress. So that's what I'm doing.
Wow. Man, well, look. Again, this guy's humble. He has amazing music, something to most definitely resonate to. And just make sure y'all check him out, man. This shit's going crazy. He got big, dumb, dope ideas and crazy plans going on. And just support the man. And, again, anything we can do, we got you back here. So thanks again. And you have yourself a safe day. And stay safe from this Rona. This stuff is going crazy. So please stay safe.
All right, my G. Have a good one. Thank you again. Overcomers.
Thank you. Overcomers. All right, ladies and gentlemen, so that was the legendary Mr. Man. If you're just tuning in with me, it's your boy DJ Avicii, Fly Life Radio. It's been one hell of a show. I actually meant to only have him on for 10 minutes, but when you got a vibe going so good and you got good tracks going and just, you know, a good conversation going, it's hard to stop. So with that being said, let's go ahead, kick off some more good vibes. And then we're going to open up the lines because I'm pretty sure we got some callers that want to go ahead and promote, let the people know what's going on. So let's go ahead and break another good track from Big Bro Zaytoven. This right here, ladies and gentlemen, is G-Eazy featuring Jack Harlow, Moana, produced by Zaytoven. This is DJ Avicii, Fly Life Radio. Be right back.
I don't wanna hear about no drama. The check ain't right if it ain't no commas. No, she been saying that she faithful to you, but she been lying like Osama. I miss Obama. I went to dramas, he got his own sauna. Better come get it, cause you're on us. Gotta trust some more, look like Moana. Smoking on marijuana. Go ahead and roll on up. I got a whole squad, got a whole line up. Oh, you trying to play show on?
Here I go, nah, nah. I know Akeisha and I know Lana. They try to get me back, but I'm like, no, nah, nah. I'm sorry, I don't want no drama, nah. That's a hard no pass. My house real big and my car go fast. In the club smoking Jack Harlow's gas. What I'm about to do, the drugs that Carlos has. Oh, Miami Vice, about to AT for it. But I don't show up if they don't pay me for it. New York party on the 18th floor, but her so fat that I can't ignore it. Woo! I go crazy for it, but the ride, you gotta be 18 for it. No games, just some foreplay before it. And the sex so good, she wanna pay me for it. You know?
I don't wanna hear about no drama. The check ain't right if it ain't no commas. No, she been saying that she faithful to you, but she been lying
shine like Osama. I miss Obama. I went to Jamas, he got his own sauna. Better come get it, cause you hope on us. Gotta try some more, look like Moana. Smoking on marijuana. Go ahead and roll one up. I got a whole squad, got a whole line up. Oh, you tryin' put a show on, huh? Oh, you tryin' put a show on, Sippin' on Ciroc, got me so gone, And a best friend bad too. Told me don't mess with the light, it's so high, Wait a second, hold on, Why you still got your clothes on, I ain't hit this shit in so long. But once I hit it, it's so long, It's soaking. Babe, put me in a close friend. From Sacktown all the way to Oakland. I get it thumping, got this jumping. I don't wanna hear about no drama. The check ain't right if it ain't no commas. Know she been saying that she faithful to you, but she been lying like Osama. I miss Obama. I went to dramas, he got his own sonas. Better come get it, cause you hope on us. Gotta try some more, look like Moana. Smoking on marijuana. Go ahead and roll on up. I got a whole squad, got a whole line up. Oh, you tryin' put a show on,
gentlemen. So that right there was G-Eazy featuring Jack Harlow, Moana, produced by Big Bro Zaytoven. You know what it is. So again, if y'all just tuning in, it's your boy DJ Vici, Fly Life Radio. You just missed an incredible interview with the legendary Mr. Man. Had great success stories. Just, you know, overall, just a good conversation, man. Overall, a good conversation. He also stated that he is also looking for graphic designers for his new clothing line as well. So if you guys got some skills out there, most definitely let's get in tune. Hit me up, and I will most definitely get in contact with him, and we can go from there. So with that being said, all right, let's go ahead and open up the lines to the callers. So we do appreciate you guys being so patient. We love you guys with all of our hearts. So, all right, Blackfield, let's go ahead and let on the first call of the night.
919-417.
Yo, yo, yo.
What's up, y'all? This is Tupac Tina from Raleigh, North Carolina. The Unspoken ENT radio show, Blackout radio show. What's up with y'all? How y'all doing?
We doing good. How you doing today?
I'm fine. Relaxing. Listening to music. I'm loving y'all show today. I'm tuning in.
We do appreciate it. We do appreciate you supporting and, you know, just good vibes. We try to make sure everybody got good vibes going on. We don't want to keep you guys boring or falling asleep. Don't need slob at the lips or anything, so, you know.
Yeah, we can't sleep. We got to eat. You feel me?
Yeah.
Well, y'all can check me out on SoundCloud, Tupac Tina TU at SoundCloud.com or Tina Jackson at AboutMe.com. Tupac Tina Jackson on YouTube and the Unspoken ENT radio show, Blackout radio show. Run to that. Take over. We got them winning it. Hip hop.
You know it. Big guns out here drilling them. Let's get it.
Tupac Tina Jackson. I'll be relaxing, pimping, thugging. Hey, you know you love it.
You already know. Well, look, go ahead, stay on the line with this. I want to go ahead and keep the ball rolling. Get more people in here because I know it's almost close to closing up the show. So I'm gonna try to get
Get them callers in. I'm online with you. Go ahead, get it in.
I appreciate it, love. You stay on.
All right, I'm on with you.
Let's go ahead and let on the next call to Black here.
419-901.
Yo, what's going on?
What's going on?
How you doing?
I'm doing, man. You know, I was just calling to say what's up because I said I would call and shit.
Okay. Well,
totally
let the
Storm.
People know.
Yeah.
Yeah, let the people know what's up.
Yeah, Tony Storm, man. I just want y'all to check out my B-Stars, you know what I'm saying, if y'all looking for some production. And I rhyme, too, so I got some shit on YouTube, a couple of songs. Just search Tony Storm, And also Instagram is TonyStorm419.
My man. Well, I appreciate you tuning in. I appreciate you supporting. We do this every Sunday, so most definitely call in every Sunday, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., and just rock out with us, man. Just rock out with us. So if you can't, just hold on. We're going to try to get into one or two more callers and try to get into some more good jams before the show closes up, all right?
Okay, cool.
My man, I appreciate you.
Yeah, appreciate y'all.
Always. All right, Black Tear, let's go ahead and let on the next caller, please.
423-680.
Yo, yo, yo,
yo.
What's going on, caller?
What's happening? I'm all right. I'm chilling, man. How y'all doing, man, with this academic going on?
Man, we doing kosher steady.
Same here, man. I'm Big Moot, man, by the way. You know what I'm saying? To all the listeners. National Street Association.
Hey, what's going on, Big Moot?
Man, I'm just chilling down here in Chattanooga, Tennessee, man, you know, trying to get blessed up, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. So let the people know what's going on, what you got going on.
Man, I just released the first mixtape on all platforms, BIGMOOKNSA, Big Mook NSA, on all platforms. So if you listen to any type of platform, you can type it in, BIGMOOKNSA, that's Big Mook NSA. That's the first release mixtape, No Turning Back. I also got the other mixtape on the way, certified to the game. You know what I'm saying? Got a little small little company down here in Chattanooga, National Street Association. You know what I'm saying? Looking for little artists that's, you know, going in, trying to network, you know.
All right. Well, let's get it there. If I run across anybody, I will most definitely send them your way. Only if they're worth the listen. I won't send anybody garbage your way. We're most definitely strict on good music here. So trust me. I got you. I promise.
Man, I'm with all that, man. You know, my Gmail, Big Mook, BIGMOOK 672 at gmail.com. That's BIGMOOK 672 at gmail.com. Facebook, Marcus LeBron Gilbert, MARCUSLEBRONGILBERT. Instagram, Mook, Big Mook, MOOK. BIGMOOK. And shit, we're going in.
You already know we're going in. Well, look, Big Move, stay on the line with us. Rock out with us. We're going to go ahead and get into one more call, then we're going to go ahead and get back into some good jams. I got one more special treat from Big Bro Zaytoven coming up. So just go ahead and hang out with us, all right?
Dig that, man. Appreciate y'all. Shouts out.
Appreciate you always. All right, Black T, let's go ahead and let on the next caller, please.
Okay, we got 816-529.
Yo, 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 what's going on, caller? Hello?
816-529. All
right, I think we got some cold feet in the house. Right.
Let's try 470-436.
Yo, 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 caller.
470-436. All right. Let's try 504-475.
Yo, yo, yo.
504-475. All
right, well, look.
626-495. 626-495.
All right, well, look, let's go ahead get into a real quick hot track. Hopefully these cold feet will warm up some. Guys, don't be afraid to come on to the show. Let the people know what's going on. It's a great opportunity. You're being heard by DJs from the Zaytoven, Zaytown Coalition, the Wu-Tang Coalition, Blackout Radio Network, 44,000 fans, and so much more. So make sure you guys tune in, man. When you come on, don't be scared to talk. This is your time to shine. This is what we do for the independent people. So with that being said, let's go ahead and get into the last track that we're going to break from Big Bro Zay Zay. All right, so this right here, ladies and gentlemen, is Cash Doll featuring Icewear Bezo, Nervous, produced by Zaytoven. DJ Avicii, Fly Life Radio. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Train go. What? Kinda hung up, nigga.
Bust down band, 100K on my ring, good blue and pink slips and in my jeans. I drop shit lead and stand on the scene. Hate a nagging ass bitch, love Zans and lean. MVP, niggas envy me, no MGP when I mix my drink. I don't mix friends when I get my cheese. That walk in, take it, turn east to pink. AP races, I came new rape. I just stare at the stars when I sit in my seat. Cash out cars, I'm the neighborhood Jordan hoes standing in line trying to get my sneaks. Sold out dates, had break for a show, 20 racks for a feet. Niggas paying my feet. Through the DR, bought ass and tits from a bad little bitch from the DMV. Fucking these stars on purpose. Rocking this ice on purpose. Yeah. I don't want to check, it ain't worth it. Yeah. Rich nigga, bitch, I'm perfect. Broke niggas make me nervous. Double cup, put my syrup in. Himalayan nigga, we working. Nagging ass bitch, keep lurking. Fucking these thighs on purpose. Rocking this ice on purpose. Yeah. I don't want to check, it ain't worth it. Yeah. Rich nigga, bitch, I'm perfect. Broke niggas make me nervous. Double cup, put my syrup in. Himalayan nigga, we working. Nagging ass bitch, keep lurking.
Got an old nigga ice me out so bad, make a young bitch close her eyes. These people no low boost our high. Hate a broke ass bitch, they blow my high. Hair so good, it'll blow your mind. Only rich ass niggas get to go inside. 20 on the bag from Chanel, so fly. Everything I wear, these hoes can't buy. Bad bitch flip, sacks full of paper. 50-inch meat just to stand on my hater. Band so big, got too many rocks. Had to switch on my watch just to play in my makeup. Brand new rape, let a young nigga rape. Don't care if we crash, spend cash, no trade it. Got a hood nigga that just came home. We been fucking too long, we gon' wake up my neighbors.
Fucking these thighs on purpose, rocking this ice on purpose. Yeah, I don't wanna check, it ain't worth it. Yeah, rich nigga, bitch, I'm perfect. Broke niggas make me nervous. Double cup, put my syrup in. Himalayan nigga, we working. Nagging ass bitch, keep lurking. Fucking these thighs on purpose, rocking this ice on purpose. Yeah, I don't wanna check, it ain't worth it. Yeah, rich nigga, bitch, I'm perfect. Broke niggas make me nervous. Double cup, put my syrup in. Himalayan nigga, we working. Nagging ass bitch, keep lurking.
Ladies and gentlemen, that right there was Nervous, Cash Doll featuring Icewear Vizo, produced by Big Bro Bro Zaytoven. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's been one hell of a show. It's almost time to get up out of here, but I do know that we got one more caller on the line, and we're going to get back into some more hot tracks, vibe it on out the right way, all right? So, all right, Black T, let's go ahead and let on the next caller, please.
Six, four, six, six, seven, three.
Yo, 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 what's going on, caller?
What's good, fam? This is Essex Distributor, Big Sean Sutter for NYC. How you doing? Happy Memorial Day weekend. How's it going tonight with you?
Happy Memorial Week to you as well. It's going wonderful. It's going wonderful. How is everything going for you?
Well, in New York, it's weird. You know, I'm working my security gig. I haven't been in New York in 5 years. Usually I'll be down in South Carolina for the lovely Black Bike Week, but that's been canceled due to the virus. They moved it to the Labor Day weekend, so I'll be down there Labor Day weekend chilling with the lovely ladies riding their bikes along with the fellas, so hopefully by then we'll be back to normal, you know what I'm saying? So this would have been the weekend to jump off for all the other trips, but everything's been canceled due to the virus, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, stopping a lot of good business right now.
Yeah. But I'm still doing my Essex network. I just want to say a quick few shout-outs. Shout-out to my PR, DJ K. Nikki, we did a few videos on YouTube. Check me out on Sean Felder, Essex Energy Drinks. I did a video from Riverbank State Park this past Monday. Check that out. Also, DJ K. Nikki did a video promoting my drinks. Also, shout-out to Model of the Month, Adrian J. She's going to be on Girl Crush Radio this Thursday with Girl Crush Keisha. Check her out. Lovely Asian model. She promoted my Essex Energy Drinks for years. And also want to say a shout-out to a new model. She's going to be modeling my drink, Michelle Kayoko, a lovely Italian BBW model. You can check her out on social media. And also I got something coming up with Oh My God magazine. They're going to advertise Essex Energy Drinks sometime next month. That's in the works.
All right. Well, look, we do appreciate you sliding through, promoting yourself, supporting the show and everything. So do me a favor.
No question.
Just stay on the line. We're going to get into one more caller, and then we're going to close this this show out with something nice, all right?
You got it, bro. And like I said, everybody, check me out on YouTube, Sean Soto, Essex Promotions. We got a video coming up in July celebrating 10 years with Catch the Vibe called Sean Soto, first ever Essex interview with Kizzy Cox. Check it out on YouTube. On Sean for the extra promotion. You have a good weekend, man. Holla. Peace.
You as well. Holla. I would like to let's go ahead and let on the last caller, please.
209-915.
Yo, what's going on, caller?
What's up? My name is Mira Rich. I'm 13, and I'm from Stockton, California. How y'all been?
Hey, we're doing pretty good. Shout out to the downtown. How you feeling?
Good, and you?
Pretty great. Let the people know what you got going on. Any good music going on?
Yeah, I got a new song. I got a new song called Black Boy Joy. Y'all go check that out on all digital platforms under Mirich, M-E-I-R-R-I-C-H, Black Boy Joy. Yeah. And y'all could go check me out on Instagram at Mirich, M-E-I-R-R-I-C-H, and on TikTok at Mirich, M-E-I-R-R-I-C-H. Twitter, Mirich_1, MEIRRCH_1. Yeah.
All right. Well, look, if you get a chance to, shoot us some music here on Fly Life Radio, and we'll try to get that rotation for you, all right?
All right. But can you, can you repeat the email for me?
Not a problem at all. Let me know whenever you're ready.
All right, go ahead.
All right, J-E-T. LIPH.
Hold on.
E.
Yep,
no problem.
JET. All right, go ahead.
LI.
Uh huh.
PHEE.
PHEE. Uh huh.
Productions@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you.
Not a problem at all. Thank you for tuning in, and we appreciate your support. And again, just shoot us the track, and try to get in a rotation for you here, all right?
Okay.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, so it's been one hell of a fight of a show. We had the legendary Mr. Man through here. We learned a lot, got a chance to help out with a lot, broke some great tracks. Man, you know what time it is. It's time to get up out of here. So with that being said, I just want to take the time out again. Shout out to Mr. Man and the Overcomers. We do appreciate you. And if there's anything that we can do here for you, we will most definitely do so. Also, graphic designers. As he stated earlier, he is looking for new work as well. So if you guys are good at what you do and want to go ahead and take a chance on yourself, tune in, man. And I'll most definitely get it over to him. With that being said, shout out to the Zaytown DJ Coalition, Big Bro Zaytoven. I do appreciate the opportunity of me being able to join the coalition. Shout out to Wu-Tang, DJ Black Tear, the Blackout Radio Network, and all the fans for just calling in, man. We love you guys. We do this every Sunday. So with that, we're going to break one more new track today. Shout out to Luda and Lil Wayne. He just recently played this on an Instagram Live battle. Not too long ago, so I thought it would be a pretty cool way to end the show. So this right here, ladies and gentlemen, is Ludacris featuring Lil Wayne, STOL, Silence of the Lamb. All right, DJ Vici, Fly Life Radio. See you next Sunday. Peace.
Screwed if niggas pouring drinks like Bill Huxtable. I love R. Kelly, but around my daughters I'm not comfortable. Stand for what you believe in, like Kaepernick. You either in control or you getting fucked, no abstinence. It's not enough blacks in the driver's seat like a NASCAR. Why? Cause most racist people still drinking what's at Roseanne's bar. Gandhi told me to be the change that I wanna see. But Mayweather told me blow my change on a shopping spree. What the world needs now? It's love, sweet love. But while the world takes its time, can I get some drugs, sweet drugs? Cause when you rich, too rich, all you get is mug, mean mug. And I'm getting to that age, sweet age. I shouldn't be up in the club, sweet club. Damn. Grown shit, oldest daughter about to go to college, nigga. Least I can do is leave her with a little knowledge, nigga. Yeah, the clock's ticking, but just know that all my music timeless, nigga. Rap brought me back to restore a little bit of balance, nigga.
Gun raised in the lamb, I don't give a damn, bitch, fuck the gram. Pay these niggas no mind, try to pay attention, gotta underpay them, damn. Shit about to get ugly like shopping range, Mr. Loverman, damn. Any time to go speak, all the gold need is silence of the lambs, bitch. Any questions, any problems, we could talk about it, or we could shoot shots, switch. If the message in the bottle too hard to swallow, we could do shots, bitch. Gun raised in the lamb, I don't give a damn, bitch, fuck the gram. Anytime to go speak, all the gold need is silence of the lambs, bitch.
Yeah, life's a test that X's all the losers from winners. Oh, watch me pass on that ass like Kendall Jenner. Whoa, they say between love and hate there's a thin line. I say love or hate, still no snitching, that's a 6'9". 45 tucked away in the gut, ain't a killer but don't test me. Cause if any nigga try to come at me or my family, then the cops are gonna have to arrest me. Catch me, fetch me, niggas is wearing a bulletproof vest just to go outside. Innocent people are bystanders, some are recording murders on their cameras or they on live. Social media got kids wanting to commit suicide, cause everybody's getting scrutinized. Graham Stunton knows the truest lies, now the parents need to be supervised, that's ass backwards. Bombs blowing from the terrorist attackers, natural disasters, computer crashes, world leaders clashing, separating us into different classes, protect the elite and destroy the masses, so all up in the hood is pistols blasting, no wonder why the hood gets no compassion, we don't have no shape, form, or fashion, feeling like Mother Earth is mismatching, so we gotta hurry up and take some action, or close your eyes and just imagine.
Going crazy in the lamb, I don't give a damn, bitch, for the gram. Pay these niggas no mind, try to pay attention, gotta underpay them, damn. Shit about to get ugly like Shabba Ray, man, love a man, damn. Anytime, go speak, all the gold needed, silence of the lamb, bitch. Any questions, any problems, we can talk about it, we can shoot shots, switch. If the message in the bottle too hard to swallow, we can do shots, bitch. Going crazy in the lamb, I don't give a damn, bitch, for the gram. Anytime, go speak, all the gold needed, silence of the lamb.